Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's our out-of-office report brought to you by Tri-State Furniture. And it's time for Jay Caulfield, one of the best times of the week. He's on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. And Jay is being brought to you by North Park Lounge Bamboo Bar. Bamboo Bar? Did I read that right, horse? Bamboo Bar. Okay. And Beach in Cranberry. I think I've been there, and it's awesome. So the North Park Lounge Bamboo Bar and Beach in Cranberry. Ron, that's your neck of the woods. Perhaps you should head over there as well.
I have been there before. I know Joey, a good friend of Jay's, runs that place. I do know the place.
Jay, how are you today?
Good, Joe. Ron, how are you? And yeah, guys, it's North Park Lounge Cranberry Bamboo and Beach Bar. He's got a bar behind the main restaurant. Then he has a beach for volleyball and outdoor entertainment. So it's Beach Bar and Bamboo Bar. So it's really a great spot off of 19 in Cranberry. Ron knows where it's at. But it's a great spot. And like I said, a good friend of mine, that I played football with in college, ironically. He was a D-back in my years at North Dakota. A great, great guy. Probably one of the hardest hitters I did play with, Brad. He's a great guy and a great golfer as well.
Beautiful.
Well, Jay, let me interrupt Joe because he mentioned great guys in golf. And Jay, I know you hang out with the rich and the beautiful and all that. We were talking earlier about Tiger Woods' accident yesterday and how sad that is. And did you ever have a chance to play golf with him anywhere along the way?
Oh, no, I never have. And I think all those guys, though, if you go to Florida, they all live – a lot of the PGA players live – in an area that sometimes when we go frequent or when we go down there, and they all live in that area, but I never have. And I've been to his bar and restaurant where it's at, but I don't know him. And it is a sad thing, but hey, as long as he's, again, I don't really know the whole situation, but it's kind of ironic how it mirrors. I don't know if it exactly mirrors like Ben Hogan. Ben Hogan went through a bad car accident as well. And battle back two of the greatest players ever to play the game of golf. So sad thing, and hopefully he's able to return with the Masters coming up and all that. That's a big. Everybody's hoping that he plays. He brings such a different. He brings a whole nother level to any kind of golf event that you get to see, and you can just feel the buzz when he's in an event. And it's a sad thing, and hopefully he's. He's okay and can come back from something like this. I don't know. It sounded very difficult.
Jay, wanted to ask you about the breaking news before we get to Penguins, which is Claude Julien fired in Montreal. Like 3 weeks ago, people were asking if the Canadiens were a legit cup contender. Things change fast in the NHL. He's gone.
That's the first I'm hearing it. I was up doing my workouts, getting going here, then I hear that. Claude Julien is a great coach. I don't know. They've been on the downslide, and there's not a lot of room for – it's ironic. You look who they're losing to. They lose to Ottawa. Ottawa plays the game hard. They play tough. They play fast. They get a lot of attempts, and they surprise people. I don't know where the disconnect happened between Mark Bergevin, or maybe it's ownership above Bergevin. But Claude Julien's a great coach, and you move on from there, and that's it had to be some riff that would make that turn and go that way. they're going to miss. They might regret that move. But I don't know what went on and what happened, but they don't have a lot of time for mediocrity, and they've been floundering in that for a while now. And I think they thought they were going to be way better, and I think they've been on this slide. And I think the game catches up to you. If you're deficient in any ways over an 82-game schedule now, this is an abbreviated one, it'll expose your weaknesses. And does that always fall on the coach? I don't know, but they weren't getting the response they needed. They've been on the downside. And that might be some trigger. That reaction might not bode well for them. We'll see how that plays out.
Jay, I remember talking. I'm sorry.
Had they named a replacement, or is it Kirk Muller filling in?
No, I think Kirk Muller. Let's see here. They fired
also
Kirk
out,
Muller,
right?
Too. Yep.
They fired Muller, too.
Yes.
I can't even say the name. Dominic Ducharme, interim coach.
Yeah, that's interesting to me. Again, that's going to be something I think that's going to be a move they regret. But who knows? You'll never know. It's amazing sometimes when, is it a coach or is it the players? I mean, we all know that they're not going to move. But like you said, just 2-3 weeks ago, they were the talk of the league. And amazing how quickly they turn is right, guys. But I do feel that's a bad move, in my opinion.
I remember talking to Mike Terry, and there can't be any job maybe in sports that is more pressure packed than coaching the Canadians. Jay, first of all, you gotta be bilingual, right? I mean, you gotta be able to speak French and English, and every move you make is under unbelievable scrutiny, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you look at that, I totally agree. I mean, even when we would go play in Montreal. Look what Mario had to deal with when he went there. But they understand that. They're used to that. But it is just the press alone, right, Ron? You know, Joe, when Montreal would come into town, or even Toronto, the Canadian press alone. But Montreal is a different animal in itself. So, yep, a major, major pressure. But that is just – there's just some major disagreement there for that to turn around and happen that way. Either between Bergevin and Julian, or ownership telling Bergevin you need to make a move. I don't know what it is and what went down, but I'm sure we'll hear all the news as it goes throughout the day. But they don't have a lot of time for, again, as we said, mediocrity in a time where teams and organizations are losing money. But that's a knee-jerk reaction to, a team on a slide that with great goaltending, they're eventually going to come out of it. We'll see. We'll see what we end up hearing about it.
Jay, nice win last night. I thought the Penguins played very well, but there was also a downside to it. Jason Zucker, who I thought had one of his best games, really, of the year, had a bunch of chances, was very visible. That line was very visible. He's obviously an important guy in that locker room for sure. Goes down with what looked to be a pretty serious injury. I mean, who knows? Sometimes these things change, but it didn't look good. Put it that way. How does this affect the team, and who steps into that role next to Gino?
Yeah, I felt that was – I thought they were – I mean, we even watching the game last night, outside of Malkin's goal, I think they were all kind of coming together, the top – that second line, that top six. And as we've said all along, if you have two lines that can go the way we know the Penguins eventually will be going when everybody's firing and all feeling the game, that they were going to be difficult. And Zucker was a part of that. So to see him go down like that, I thought that was tough. They were feeling the game between the line mates there. I just thought that, when Russ came down and it was Zucker, I think it all kind of started to blend together. I thought as a line, that was one of their a complete great game by that line. And then to see him go down, that's very difficult. But we haven't heard anything. And sometimes, as you said, Joe, sometimes when somebody's, it looks that bad and you might hear a little good news. I don't know on this one because it got stuck behind him. So we'll hear that. But as far as somebody filling in, it's amazing how the game works, right? So you have guys starting to come back, and all of a sudden McCann. I would not change the third line, right? I would not change that because they play well together. I mean, they're in sync together. So I wouldn't change it, but they might not have a choice. But if McCann comes back, you'd have to go and slot him in. Whether he hasn't played a lot, hasn't been with the team practicing enough. But I think he's a gifted, skilled enough player that can skate. You want to ease the guy in, but I think he seems the natural play. He's already traveling with the team, and we'll hear that too. But I eventually think it'll be that if Zucker's out for any length of time. But again, I would hesitate to change the third line because they would have three effective lines if you can keep them slotted together like this. And this might be the break that McCann needs. You know, all of a sudden he's top six, and playing a game with Malkin is different than saying, hey, can you keep up with the speed? Crosby goes at a different level and a different speed. You have to be ready and in shape to play that game. And you have to, across the board, you have to be in shape and ready to go. But playing with Crosby is different than saying, hey, we're just going to throw him up on the first line right away with Crosby. That's different than saying, okay, now you're going to be with the Malkin. Malkin likes to control, hold on to the puck, move around. You just got to find the openings, create space for him, get him the puck. It's a little bit of a different game than saying, all right, I'm going to throw him right in with Crosby. That would be more difficult as far as conditioning-wise. I think that could happen with the Malkin line if McCann is the guy and ready to go enough. If he's practiced enough and they give him the medical okay, I would think you might see him slotted in that or eventually get to that point. But I would not. I would hesitate to change that third line.
Jay, I thought Letang had a really strong night shooting the puck, 10 attempted shots last night. I kept waiting for him in the third period. He didn't come out, Did you see anything that happened to him? Sullivan said afterwards he went in to deal with an injury, but then the good news is he came out for the start of overtime. I didn't see anything happen to him.
Yeah, you know, when we talked, it's funny, the minutes were, it was really odd. I didn't see enough of, I didn't see anything either, and we didn't hear anything. The minutes were very even, and that's because of that probably right there, because I believe all the players, Joseph might have been around 15 minutes. All the other guys from CC on down were over the 20-minute mark. So, and that's probably because, like you said, the Letang situation, which you mentioned, Ron, we did not hear anything about it. It wasn't discussed to us. So I do not know. But as long as you saw him come out in OT, obviously that's a great thing. But listen, I do agree. I thought his game was just the last couple games very good. He made a couple plays. They're just little subtle. The play to Malkin, he did it the other night when he scored, and he did it last night when he got the assist on Malkin. Just a little walk the line, and you know, and a little pulls it from the backhand and gives himself, changes the angle and finds the seam pass to Malkin. I thought that was a great play. But all in all, and he's getting better every game. And again, just a great effort across. So I think the D in general has been very, very good, and it's only going to get better with the health, you know, health reasons, and when Dumoulin gets back, it's going to just keep improving. So it's great to see what, you know, for a little bit everybody thought might be a weakness, and P.O. Joseph changed that. CC changed that by letting him get back in and play, let him, you know, see what he can do. It's been a plus to have those guys back. Now they'll have, you know, tough decisions to make coming up here.
Speaking of that, if you had to make the decision, and this is a good one to have compared to the problems they had on defense earlier this season, when Dumoulin comes back, you have Joseph, you have Pettersson, and you have Matheson on the left side. Which guy's coming out of the lineup, Jay?
Yeah, this is a real look. They're not going to. I mean, this is a tough decision. That's what I said. It's going to be very. It's going to be interesting because T.O. Joseph hasn't been as dynamic or as good as he was, but he's not. He made a play the other night that I thought could have sealed his fate a little bit. And it was in the goal where he and Matheson, you know, he peels off of a – I don't know if you guys remember this goal. I can't remember who scored it. He was coming back on a player, and then he peels off against the Islanders and goes to the net, and Matheson stays. They both end up on the same side of the net. I thought that play – that's the kind of play that can seal your fate as a young defenseman. And might just put the flag up right away and go, all right, look, he can be the guy that we can pull out of the lineup. That outside of that mistake and maybe a couple things here and there, man, you got a guy that's a number that's really works for the organization. Do you want to stunt the growth of a guy like that? But also you get Pettersson coming back, and Matheson has the offensive side that not another player is showing right now. But also on the goal last night that they're going to look at all these things, guys. I think the goal that I think Panic scored, you know, I don't think Jari expected him to get by Matheson, and Matheson was like, didn't seem like he was prepared for Panic to make a power move. So there's a lot of things you can break, you know, rip apart, but Matheson's offensive skills are very, very, obviously very good. That's why he makes a lot of money and stuff like that. I think it's going to be a tough decision, but the easy choice is to just say, okay, P.O. Joseph, you've had a great start to your career here, and you know, maybe we take a seat and you'll find yourself back in sometime. But I think he's going to be the choice out, because they're not going to sit a guy, they're not going to sit Pettersson, and they're not going to sit Matheson, and Dumoulin will be slotted right back in where he was before. But I still think it's a shame and stunning growth of a guy that can be is only going to get better.
Jay, I would agree with you 100%. I think Joseph's game has really slipped. No, I mean, not that it's surprising. Yep. He's just a kid, and not that he's terrible. But they're in the win-now mode. You know, they're not really interested in developing. Right. I would think he has to be the guy that is probably going to come out. And I don't know how close, you know, Dumoulin is to coming back. I know I don't think he made the trip with them to D.C. or yeah. the island. Maybe next week he'll be back. You got to get him in, and I'm thinking Joseph may be in the win-now mode, the guy on the way out for a while anyway.
Well, you know what, Ron, and to your point, and listen, I agree. I do agree. It's he's tailed off, but he's also on the number one unit. So when he's out there against the best talent that the Eastern Conference is basically providing. I mean, this division. So he's in that number one pairing, and his 15 minutes are all against the top offensive skilled players. If you put him in the, say you put him in the third pair, right? This is going to give them options, because you might, to lower your payroll. I mean, I'm jumping ahead here, but when you get near a trade deadline and you might see a piece that you want, look, you've got a $4 million player and a $5 million player ahead of this guy who's under $1 million. I mean, eventually, if you slotted him in the third pairing, hey, maybe he's out against different type of pairings and stands out differently. Right now, he's holding his own in a number one pairing situation, and Chris Letang does his thing, and you know, he might be more solid. But yep, I think both sides are right. I agree. You're in a win now mode. You've got Crosby and Malkin, and you have this much time. You got to go. I agree with that. But also, if these next number of games before Dumoulin does come back, that's going to be like, hey, what do you got in the next number of games? How many games is that? Who stands out the most? Who's deficient? And then you make your decision from there. But again, all this is great problems for the Penguins, because, you know, taking personalities out of the picture here, if you're just going by number and what somebody can do and flexibility in your roster as far as salary goes, this is going to be tough if P.O. Joseph maintains a level of play and makes that decision tough for them. It'll be interesting.
Man, it sure will. I'm not sure I wouldn't go Pettersson is the guy removed from the lineup. Or, like you said, Jay, maybe take out Joseph and look to deal Pettersson. I think that would be a very natural. I like Pettersson. I just don't know that he's worth that contract. We can expound on that later, or next, actually, since you're with us for the whole hour. Plus, there's so much more to talk about. Tom Wilson running around last night. We'll talk about that as well.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.